This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, everyone.
And Bridget, we've got a great guest today that many years ago, when we were over in the pyramids on the other side of town, so to speak, we had the privilege of talking to this gentleman, and I'm looking forward to it today. This time period here, middle of July, give or take a little bit here, is a time when you're going to be receiving something in your mailbox. It will be a letter from Catholic Radio, and if you can at all, we ask you to pray about it, and if you can help us out with a financial contribution, we'd ask you to please do that. This station is listener-supported. We depend on contributions from people just like you to stay on the air, and with all not-for-profits, middle of the summer, things kind of get kind of slow, and people don't intentionally not give. They just get busy with vacations and other things going on, and some of those things just kind of slip by the wayside. So please, when you get the letter, read it. If you can, send us a check and help us out a little bit, because it does keep this station, the one you're listening to right now, on the air. So, and if you don't get a letter, it's not because we don't love you. It's just because you're not in our database yet. And if you would like to make a contribution anyhow, you can always go to Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and make a contribution there.
Yeah, and we'll do that, Jim. My guest today in studio is Deacon Paul Lunsford. He is the president of Guerin Catholic High School. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you, Bridget. It's really exciting to be able to sit down and talk about this.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about how awesome Guerin Catholic High School is. But I want to talk a little bit about yourself, maybe your faith life growing up, and then maybe how you became a deacon, because span of time there.
Sure. Well, I call myself an embryonic Catholic.
Okay.
I had very little choice in the matter at all. I was baptized in the womb of my mother, I think, initially, and then officially in a church. But I was raised in a very devout Roman Catholic family, and I have just two saints for parents. My mother and Harlan and Dottie are just, they're up there rooting for me as we speak right now. And then my brother and I were raised in that environment. We became parishioners at Our Lady of Mount Carmel when we moved to Carmel, Indiana in 1964.
Wow.
It's kind of easy to remember. Carmel was not Carmel in 1964,
yeah.
Even though it was. There was only 6,400 people in that town. So today, being raised in that area and watching the town develop over the time has really been something to see. And we became parishioners at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I went to Our Lady of Mount Carmel School and graduated there in 1969.
I did not know that. Oh, I did not know that. That's really cool.
So very much a bedrock in Catholicity, and not a lot of challenge to it, just sort of an assumptive faith, very joyful faith, but it's very assumptive, not questioned. Sure. Off to college, and oh my goodness, that changed things pretty dramatically.
Yeah, might have got challenged there just a little bit.
Yes, it did. And, you know, a lot of the ins and outs of my life spiritually in college were somewhat problematic at times. But one thing is, I always had a great draw to the Mass, and I don't know if I say this on all the on the radio, but you know, many parties at Indiana University, and it was amazing how I would find myself to Mass. They had late night Masses there, and this great draw to the Eucharist and to that spiritual community of the Word, that I didn't really understand why that was so important to me at the time. It's very clear to me now. It was very salvific in not only the long term, but in the short term of being appropriate in life, and so it's great. And then after that, I met my wonderful wife, Denise, of now 39 years, and at Indiana University, which was the greatest thing that happened to me there. And we got married, and we have three children, and they're all very successful. I'm so pleased to be able to say that they all practice the faith, and they all have
praise
children,
God.
And they've all drawn tremendous wives around them. God has blessed them with great gifts of matrimony. And then, I was in a manufacturer's rep business for many years. I ran that for 33 years. retired in 2007 when that business sold, and was studying to becoming a permanent deacon. So I figured, I'm in the seminarial process, I'll just be retired and read St. Thomas Aquinas, because goodness, you need a lot of time to read Thomas Aquinas, right?
Have the rest of your life to do that one. Figure,
well, yeah, right. So this all made sense to me until I got a knock on the door from some friends from Guerin Catholic High School. We used to meet regularly on Mondays, and we would just gather as these three men talking once a month about how we could become better fathers to our children spiritually. So I'm sitting there eating my eggs and bacon and thinking that's what we're going to talk about. And they had an ulterior motive. They came to me and said, Guerin Catholic High School is looking for a new president. I said, oh, that's nice. Really? So how did the Pacers do last night? They said they got around to it again. And I remember I had a bagel in my face. And they said, we think you should be the president. And I laughed. I almost spit the bagel on them. And I just couldn't believe such an outrageous request. I had no educational background as far as running. But I ran businesses, and that's what they wanted more than anything else. And my wife and I had been youth ministers at Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
I was going to bring to that because I know that you were really active in that kind of ministry. So when I heard that you were being considered, or that when you accepted that mm-hmm. position as the president, I thought, wow, that's awesome. But go ahead and talk about your... Oh, yeah. Let's reintroduce our guest here. We're talking with Deacon Paul Lunsford. He is the president of Guerin Catholic High School, and we're talking about his life and ministry, and we're going to talk about how awesome Guerin is, too. So how did you then get involved in youth ministry? And then we'll come to Guerin.
Well, Denise, she was a convert to the faith, and in 1980 when we married, she said, if we're going to be doing this, then we're going to get involved. And being a good husband, I said, absolutely, honey, whatever you think. And we chose high school youth ministry. I had a very positive high school experience with good youth ministers, and I thought, well, I know that, at least I think I do, I'll do that. Denise and I fell in love with it. Now, you know, most people, unfortunately, are afraid of teenagers for whatever crazy reason.
Denise, I don't know why that. I love teenagers. I love them. They're just
but
so fun.
You would admit a lot of people are afraid
of
them.
Yeah, I agree. And junior high even more so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I may join that group. But anyway, I will tell you, I love high school kids. And I don't particularly need to know why I love them. I just do. So does my wife. So we spent 30 years in high school youth ministry. And then 23 of those years in a Bible study on Monday nights.
Yep.
Which went from house to house and had quite a following. The kids were just spectacular. And the number of children who came to the Lord in that, the number of children that brought other of their friends to an understanding of who Jesus Christ is, and the importance of that day-to-day palpable reason to live and to joyfully participate with the Spirit, they were so contagious. It's been a beautiful thing to watch those young men and women become men and women with their own
families.
Yes.
It is kind of bizarre because Paul and I, we see the families that, you know, we knew through youth ministry, and now they're, you know, having their own kids with your own children mm-hmm. were in the program when I was there. So anyway.
Well, what's beautiful is now having been ordained a deacon, many of them are calling me and say, will you baptize this child? Will you marry me? Will you witness the vows of my husband or my fiance? And that is just wow. And to be handing out the blood of Christ at a Sunday Mass and to sort of be eyes down saying the blood of Jesus Christ to whomever comes up, and then to meet the eyes of a now 33-year-old adult who you knew at 14, and to see that they're holding a beautiful child of their own, and the joy they have in their hearts and their eyes as they receive the blood of Christ is, well, it's affirming beyond description.
It really is. I'm not a Eucharistic minister at the moment, but that I just seeing them go up, it's just really awesome.
Well, it affirms it.
It
builds us in the faith that people can, by our meager, inadequate, failed attempts to express the love of God, people will spark, ignite, and burn. And then they are that spark to others. It's really beautiful.
So let's talk about Guerin Catholic. Can you give us an overview of...
No, Bridget said that right. We have a number of Catholic schools in the area, and they... sometimes go by abbreviated names of one sort or another. And Guerin Catholic is in Hamilton County. And early on, Guerin is about the same age as Catholic Radio. Catholic Radio is between 14 and 15 years old now, and I think that's about the same age as Guerin. And whoops, I said it, Guerin Catholic.
Uh-oh. Come on, Jimmy.
The buzzer.
It's Guerin Catholic because if it's not Catholic, we have no reason to exist.
There you go.
And it's not a matter of slapping someone around. It's a matter of informing the Spirit. We are about becoming what Jesus Christ intended and purposed every creation he sends to us. That's if it's biology class, if it's algebra, if it's phys ed, goodness, whatever the course might be. Every single curriculum of every course in the building is about trying to reveal what God has already intended and to teach discernment of understanding of the talents and magnifying those talents so that the kingdom of God is grown. And that's the whole reason the school exists. It's that simple. My son was one of the very first classes to go through, Trevor, in 2004, its first year. He was part of 100 kids who were pretty big risk takers.
Took the dive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had big Carmel, wonderful, successful school, beautiful school. I'm a graduate of Carmel. Noblesville, Westfield, Zionsville, substantial institutes of education with great records. And these children chose to add something on. Trevor always has a funny way of saying this. He says, you know, Dad, I went to high school, but where I really went was to a spiritual community. And by the time I was done, they handed me a piece of paper, and that allowed me to go off to college. I didn't really go to high school. I went to a spiritual family for 4 years.
Yeah, and you have to have community. You know, you have to have all of us Catholics, all of us Christians. We absolutely have to have Christian community. And if you can find that or have that built into your high school, which is what Guerin is, I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And so this is sort of our hopeful and an intention. This is how people say, well, how is Guerin Catholic different than other fantastic institutions like Cathedral and Brebeuf and Chittard? It's wonderful. Well, we are, first of all, diocesan, like Chittard. They're a diocesan, an archdiocesan school. We're a diocesan school. We're not a private school. We're a diocesan school. So our bishop is the head and the chairman of the board. And all these schools are wonderfully Catholic in their own persuasion. I sometimes describe it like this. You know, there are Franciscans, and there are Jesuits, and there are Dominicans, on and on and on. They all have charisms. But Guerin Catholic's charism is about informing the spirit of what has already been intended. That is our charism, informing the spirit of what's already been intended so that we can therefore be used effectively by God, not just in these 4 years of high school, but into perpetuity and until we meet God face to face. Discernment and being in his will never ends. It's just not a four-year thing. It is a life process. I wish to goodness someone would have taught me that, first of all, God had a plan for my life when I was 14 years old, and that my job was to discern it for the rest of my life. No one ever said those words to me. I'm so excited about the fact that Guerin Catholic High School lives to do that role.
We're talking with Deacon Paul Lunsford, president of Guerin Catholic High School, and we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Have you ever wanted to discover a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit and have your heart set on fire? Good. Then why not join us here at Catholic Radio for a DVD study series on the Holy Spirit called The Wild Goose. It's presented by Father David Pravanka, TOR, beginning September 3rd through April 3rd every other week. We will meet at 8383 Craig Street for discussion. For more information, please contact Sharon at CatholicRadioIndy.org or call 317-870-8400.
When you're tired of doing life alone, come back here. We enjoy the company. We hope you do too. Better together. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're here with our guest, Deacon Paul Lunsford. He is the president of Guerin Catholic High School, and we're talking about Guerin Catholic. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the foundress, Mother Theodore Guerin.
This is where you can say Guerin and not get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because Guerin is a person,
yes.
Not a high school,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
And St. Theodore Guerin, most people think that's a gentleman.
Sure, who's he?
Yeah.
Right.
We had just a real quick synopsis of that. It's still rather common for sisters to choose a saint's name to emulate for their name change as they become sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And Therese Guerin basically chose Theodore, Saint Theodore, as her saint name.
Okay.
So she became Theodore Therese Guerin. And she was Sister Theodore. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like we would hear that all the time today.
Right.
And then, of course, through just a almost, in my mind, that I don't mean to be offensive, St. Theodore Guerin just reminds me of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
She is such an incredible living witness to what it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. In the face of incredible odds, sadness, she found joy in everything and unrelentedly continued to move forward and say yes. And when she was asked to leave France and to come to the United States to open an apostolate here of education for girls, she was extraordinarily ill. She had tremendous issues with her digestive process. And in that, she took three or four other sisters and answered the call. They gave her the opportunity to say no. She said yes, and she came and moved to Terre Haute, Indiana, which was nothing more than a wilderness at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not known to be a Catholic area, and certainly wasn't in the 1800s, and worked with the first bishops of the area and opened her schools in that we know right now as Our Lady of the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the beginning, and she just turned the concept of Catholic education, particularly in the center of the country, on its head. And she formed these women into weapons of the faith. She built community. She loved the children, and then she educated them. She wanted to give them a unity of understanding. You are purposed and intended. So this idea of our purpose and intention is not ours, it's mm-hmm. Mother's.
Mm-hmm.
We're just emulating, as I said earlier, her charism. And that is our charism. And so we love the children first, and then we teach them what God created them to be, and to help illustrate that in everything they do. Mother is, if you, living in Indiana, and I suspect a lot of people who listen to us live in Indiana or Central America, you know, central part of the United States, you need to go to mm-hmm. Terre Haute to see St. Theodore Guerin's shrine. It mm-hmm. is moving. You know, we feel like we have to go to Rome to see these shrines mm-hmm. of these saints. Well, we've got one right here in Indiana.
Yeah.
And it is just as moving. So I would mm-hmm. encourage people to do that.
When people do that, I lived in Terre Haute for 10 years. And West Terre Haute, of course, is just across the river there. And life is so busy and so hectic today with everything, you know, traffic and just everything going all the time. When you drive out to St. Mary of the Woods, it's that way till you get to the front door, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You cross, I think you go under a stone arch.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. you go across a little stone bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you're looking at buildings that have been there for 80 years. I don't know how long.
Some structures that have been there for a couple of hundred years.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful campus. It has outdoor stations of the cross there. And many of those early sisters that you were talking about are buried right on the grounds.
There is
a cemetery there, and that's a home of the Sisters of Providence, I guess.
It is, and what we do, Jim, with our freshmen will be coming in this August again, another full class, the school's on a waiting list. We're going to take those 200 freshmen, and we're going to take them to the woods, and we are going to have them walk the footsteps of Mother Guerin. They'll walk over that bridge,
mm-hmm.
which was one of the very first structures that she had built. That we will walk into the first schoolroom. We'll walk into where they actually slept the night that they got off the carriage and the horses to say, we're here, as they were in the middle of a forest. And to walk a saint's footsteps and see and hear about all of the incredible impossibilities that she, by faith alone, usurped in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. And I have to tell you, cooperating with this saint has been probably the single most moving thing to Deacon Paul Lunsford in his life. Learning, look, Bridget, we all believe that the saints are alive. We believe if you and I die, we go on into eternal life. This life after death is not new to us, but we have a real hard time translating that Saint Theodore Guérin is available for a conversation. We just don't think that way, but she is. To go sit into a chapel and ask Mother, how are we going to make payroll? How are we going to grow this school? How do we stay inside God's will? How would you do? Help me, Mother.
Was that your list? Would you go in there and give her the list?
I give her the list.
I give God my list. It's usually like, do something.
Literally, we have a beautiful stained glass window of Mother Guérin that was done. And I have, I think, burned permanent handprints on it. I literally, this is in the chapel, people walk by, probably think I'm losing my mind. I would grab hold and put my hands on her and say, help. You know, the school, when we first got there in 2010, almost closed. In my first 3 months, I had the first 3 months of Bishop Timothy Doherty's episcopacy. He and I were both in our jobs about the same time. I had to call him and say, hey, Bishop, I need help. The school's going to fail. We don't have enough money to make it to the end of the year. And I literally was shaking that stained glass window saying, Mother, listen, I don't know why you brought me here, but this is insane. I didn't come here to close a school. You've got to help. Within 6 weeks of that, the school received $5.5 million in a check that cashed.
Wow. Wow.
And so
can we do that for Catholic Radio?
Yeah, well, I can show you her
picture.
Can you
bring the picture in here? No, we might need to get a picture of her in here.
Come on over to the chapel and shake the stained glass.
Okay, we're going to do that, Jim, okay?
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
It worked for you guys, right?
Well, she was protecting her own namesake,
absolutely,
too. This is her high school, and we are trying desperately to be in God's will, which is what she was trying desperately to do. So many of the things, as I read her book, and if you haven't read her book, please, there's three or four different very good books on Mother Guérin. Look them up. They're on Amazon. You can get them. But the honest to goodness truth is, what she went through, struggle after struggle, was so similar to the struggles that we went through at Guérin Catholic High School. Different severity. I mean, we certainly weren't freezing to death and starving, but we were looking at closing. We were looking, I'll tell you, Bridget, one of the hardest things as the president of the school was to go to a meeting where I was meeting with the bishop and the CFO of the diocese saying, we don't have enough money. And they said, we don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to cover that $1.5 million shortfall so that you can get to the end of the school year, but we're not going to reopen you. And leave that meeting and go talk to 75 parents about sending their kids to that school. The next year. I remember going to my pastor and saying, this is really challenging me spiritually. Am I lying to these people? And he says, no, Deacon, you just haven't been in the God business long enough.
this happens every day.
Yeah, and he was absolutely right.
So we have about 4 minutes left. This time is going by so quickly. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're really happy about, the accomplishments that have happened during your tenure.
Well, I'm thrilled that we have had somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 young men and women learn how to become and how to discern in an ongoing basis what God wants of their life. I am absolutely thrilled with the fact that these teachers and these staff members are willing to participate, and they're willing to sacrifice so much of themselves to be that light to those children. And so that's number one. Number two, I'm thrilled the school is full. We're at 800 students.
Yeah, that's great.
Financially, we've been, the blessings of our community has stepped up. We've raised $18 million in the last 10 years. The school is sound. It has a brand new wing that's all paid for. Our debt has been flattened and reconstructed and put over many years, so it's a very affordable mortgage. We've got very exciting things in front of us. We're going to go into a capital campaign here for a new wellness center, a new theater, so that we can express the beauty of God in physically, whether it's in sports or in truth and beauty in the arts. So those are the things that I'm most excited about. But the greatest experience has been working with a saint and watching her provoke the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ for our success. That has been amazing.
So how? So would you say that's how it's impacted your faith life? I mean, how has being a part of this really impacted your faith?
Well,
in two minutes, right?
All right, in 2 minutes, I'll just tell you this. I suspect that there'll be plenty of challenging and difficult things in the balance of my life. As I'm 63, by the time I get to 103, I suspect in the next 40 years, that's pretty optimistic.
No, yeah, definitely.
I'm going to run across challenges and difficulties, correct?
Yeah.
I'm finding stained glass windows and saints, and I'm shaking them from now on because they are our assets. God, that's why the church informs us of them so that they can be our assets through life. And so finding saints who have lived a life that is currently your issue is really one of the greatest things that Roman Catholics can do, and Christians of all sorts as well. But Catholics need to really focus on the gift of saints and how we can cooperate with them.
So if someone listening wanted to learn more about Guerin Catholic High School, can you give them the webpage? You know,
sure.
It off the top of your head?
I do. It's GuerinCatholic.org. And go there, and it's a very strong site, and it'll lead you to the either the information you need directly or to the persons that need to help you get it.
So thank you so much. My guest has been...
And Deacon Paul, before
oh, I forgot about that.
Before we wrap up here, I wonder if you could conclude our program with a short prayer or a blessing for our listeners.
Without question. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask you to continue to bless us. And more than anything else, Lord, open our eyes to the blessings that are so living and so viable and so real right now in our lives. Lord, let us tear off those blinders and be able to see the joy and the light that you are pouring on us as we speak. Help us to always implore you, to always reach out to those that you have formed to help form us. And may Almighty God bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.